Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Monday morning here on KSJE, and time to check in with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington for our Monday reboot segment. We get to talk technology. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. And a couple of things kind of crossed our desks this week, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about them. One is the idea of growing your own furniture because you can grow your own wood.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that would be really cool. So basically, you design the furniture virtually, and whatever you use actually grows the wood in the shape of the furniture, right? So they've already the article that you sent me, Scott, from Fast Company talks about how they've already figured out how to grow meat directly into food forms, right? So they can literally grow chicken cutlets and burger patties, chicken nuggets,
right?
Whatever.
That's a little creepy.
So now they're talking about like coaxing, as they put it, coaxing wood tissue to grow into fully formed shapes like a table.
Right.
And that sounds creepy, and it sounds like something that maybe people would object to from an environmental or whatever perspective. But in reality, there's some very distinct environmental advantages to this, right? Because you eliminate the whole middleman of logging, wood production, and, you know, I hate to say it, construction, but there's environmental costs to doing all that. So if you can actually grow the wood right into the shape you need, then you save a lot of energy, you save a lot of environmental output, and of course you save old growth trees from being logged, which is not a bad thing.
True. That's very true. I don't see in the article where it tells you how long it would take to grow a table or a chair or something like that. I would imagine it takes a while.
That's a distinct omission.
Yeah.
Right? It does refer to a paper published in the Journal of Cleaner Production. So I would say, you know, dig into the paper and see what it says.
I will. And they're talking, too, a little bit about a Japanese company that has started building or wants to build satellites from wood. So why not?
Yeah, that's
stay
something
tuned,
that, everybody. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to grow the satellites, but that's something that's been discussed for a while. There are advantages, you know. There's no reason people assume that satellites, rocket ships, whatever, have to be made of metal. There's no actual reason for that. Why do they need to be made of metal? Well, if they're going to hold humans, it's probably a good idea because the metal's got to hold in an atmosphere at pressure.
Right.
But if they're not going to hold humans...
Aren't the temperatures pretty severe going in and out of the atmosphere? I mean, if the wood would burn up.
Well, I would imagine it's going to be, you know, for launch capabilities, it's going to be lifted up by SpaceX or something else where it's inside, you know, a metal spacecraft, but actually being deployed in orbit,
satellite.
It makes sense to have something lighter.
Yeah. Well,
and maybe even more malleable.
Maybe, but there's no gravity, so weight doesn't really matter as much.
Well, that's not true. That's absolutely not true.
Really?
The biggest concern is gravity. There's no gravity inside the craft. Well, that's not true either, but the gravity of the gravity of the Earth is what causes an orbit to happen, right? So you have the vector, the trajectory of the thing trying to go in a straight line, and the gravity pulling it down, that's what makes it go in a circle.
The lighter
the satellite, the longer it will stay in orbit. And the other advantage is when it does fall out of orbit and it burns up in the atmosphere, it's going to burn up in the atmosphere. There's not going to be like these nice big metal chunks to come raining down on somebody's head.
If it's made of wood, I hear what you're saying. That I understand. So interesting. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. But anyway, very interesting. The other story I sent you that I wanted to ask you about was drone delivery getting more and more kind of mainstream in certain areas for sure, but it definitely seems like we are heading in that direction, right?
Yeah, we want our burgers to fly, right? That's what they
Or
say in the,
pizza,
that's the quote the
burgers.
guy's saying.
Yeah.
Uber CEO, we need flying burgers. But I think that's a great idea, right? Right now you use Uber Eats or something, and a person goes out and picks it up, and I don't want to eliminate their jobs necessarily, but could you imagine how much more convenient and how quicker it would be to get a pizza delivery if, a drone just zoomed down, picked it up, and brought it to you? And of course, we already talked about a number of times how Amazon and other companies are looking at doing regular package delivery by drone, but so why not food?
Right. Well, and shout out to Samhain College. We now have a drone, academic program here to how to
Yes, you
fly a
can.
drone, and how to
You,
be
and
licensed to fly a drone.
yes,
So.
and you'd think that that was esoteric, but it's not,
No.
because right now there is a growing need for official drone pilots in industries like the one that I came from. So in the utility industry,
Sure.
there's been this huge move to drones because you have these power lines stretched all over the country, right? And they have to be inspected. This is why, they're being sued in California for wildfires, because the records showed in a lot of instances the power lines weren't inspected, as often as they were supposed to be, and could have caused these fires.
Right.
So these wires have to be inspected, and traditionally they've done that with helicopters and pilots, which is not only extremely expensive but dangerous. So you have safety issues in the utilities once in a while where a helicopter crashes
Right.
that's used for this. So the utilities have been moving aggressively towards using, professional, not the kind of drone you buy at your local hobby store, but these really high class professional drones, and hiring certified drone pilots to inspect these lines.
Pretty
And
heavy
there's a
duty.
lot. What's that?
They're pretty heavy duty drones.
Yes. And there's lots of other applications and other industries that have become critical. Security, again, in the utility industry, there's a requirement for a certain kind of security, especially around things like nuclear power plants.
Right.
They're looking towards using drones to provide a lot of that security instead of putting, real live, red-blooded armed guards in harm's way. If you have, an attack on a site or somebody trying to break into a nuclear power plant, you send a bunch of armed drones to deal with it. If the armed drones get shot or hit or something, it's better than having a person get shot. So there's a lot of, there is a market for that kind of expertise.
Very much. Well, and apparently, delivering burgers and pizzas, according to this
Yes.
story. This is from Axios, but they're saying what I thought was interesting, that they're not like delivering it right to your door. They are testing this delivery of like burgers and pizzas to other like parking lots around the city, and then from there the delivery drivers take the food or whatever the last mile or so to your door.
And that's and I get the feeling, and I could be wrong, I get the feeling that's like a first stage thing, but it's still a sea change,
Yeah,
because
okay.
then you've increased your ability to distribute this stuff quickly, right? These drivers don't have to go as far to get your things. And honestly, here in Farmington, can you imagine that might be a solution for us? I mean, it's hard in a lot of areas around here to get like DoorDash or Uber Eats or something. We don't even have Uber. Because we're so small, we're so spread apart. But you could have, a local entrepreneur say, I'm going to set up a drone delivery service, not, directly to the customer, but as a service for, I'm going to go out to our Uber Eats or whatever and say, I'll be your local delivery service for Farmington, New Mexico, and then I'm like a subcontractor.
Right.
This is done with a lot of other, and people don't know this about rural areas, but this is done with a lot of other services. So if you buy a Dell computer and you get on-site service, 24/7 on-site service, when they have to dispatch somebody to your house, they don't send somebody out of, Dallas, Texas. They have a local subcontractor in the Farmington area that
Right.
they farm that work out to.
Yeah,
So,
true.
this could be a way to facilitate that kind of thing out here.
Well, there you go. Very true. All
Yeah.
right. Well, Lewis, we're out of time this week, but I appreciate your comments and your insights. Thank you so much.
All righty. Hey, everybody, have a great week.
All right, you too. That is Lewis Campbell, everyone, from Synergy Computer Systems. He joins me every Monday on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.